This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
Welcome back to it with Congressman Tim Walberg here on the Steve Gerber Show on a Thursday. What do you think it's going to take to get this DACA deal done by March? Here's the thing that I don't understand, Congressman. If Republicans acquiesce and give in on the part where 11 million people can become at least legal residents, if not citizens, and the Republicans get an end of chain migration, the lottery system, and a secure southern border, then both sides basically get what they want enough that they could. Could you sign off on a deal like that?
Well, it remains to be seen. I think there are some key things we have to have, and I don't think it's the 11 million people that would be concerned to me. I see the DACA recipients, those who came through no fault of their own, came, parents brought them. They're here in the United States. This is the only country they've really known. I see a clear reason for dealing with them to get them to a legal status and move on with life. But on the other issues, we're talking about holding up all of the process to do the constitutional funding of our government and reprioritizing and in many cases cutting some of the things we've attempted to do for years but haven't had a president that was willing to sign to give us some control over mandatory spending. I'm not willing to give that away until the Democrats agree to dealing in a proper fashion with reprioritizing, right-sizing our government.
Yeah, I think that we need to get that figured out. We've got the economy growing at the right pace. We've got things developing properly. But we've got an economy that, if we're not careful, is going to add another $1 trillion to the debt, and then another, and another. And that has to stop. And I think that you've hit on an important point there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what good is giving 700,000 more legal residents in the United States who can work, who can go on with life, who can be educated, et cetera, and having an economy that's melting down with a tax or a spending burden that will continue to flounder us really enjoying the fruits of our labor. So we have to get serious with that. And so I think the Democrats are finding some sense of understanding now that there is a new game in town that says we're going to listen to the American people's concerns, and we're not going to spend their grandparents and the grandkids and great-grandkids into oblivion by a debt that is crushing. So that's an important thing to do. But, yes, there's a need to have more employees for the workforce. It's burgeoning now, and we're lacking a trained, certified, credentialed, educated workforce in many places to fill the number of jobs that are available. And only way we do that is do that in a fashion that says we will contend with the needs of our country first, and then we'll consider those that want to come in a legal fashion.
You talk about that, and it makes me think about the merit-based system for immigrants, and I think that's extremely important. In America, we don't have to take anybody we don't want to, because something else that you focused on, what the American people want, they do want an end to chain migration. They want an end to this lottery system. They'd like to see people come here who are more qualified, and they'd like to see a heck of a lot less than a million people a year coming here altogether. That's big numbers, a heck of a lot less. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's why in the plan that I think has the largest support here in the House does increase the high-skilled, highly skilled individuals that would come in that will meet some real concern areas that we have right now. We want to make sure that merit is the way it happens. It has. That's how we've worked it in the past. When my grandparents and father and uncle came over from Sweden, there was a merit system in place, and they had to show that they were going to be productive and assist in our economy as well, and they did. And we know that our immigration system has been a positive influence for our country when it's used appropriately, and the melting pot is just that. It melts and fills in spots where there are needs. We just can't be a place that that takes everybody and anybody without consideration of what the cost is to.
Well, I like your analogy. You fill in the needs, but we can't be a settling pond.
Yeah.
You know, that's the point. We can't be a settling pond where, you know, just anybody comes in and they settle, and you know, we cannot bring people here to contribute to poverty because they come here without the ability to speak English or without education or without, you know, tools to succeed, not only from where they came from, but here. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. All that becomes a drain on the whole system.
Well, it certainly does. And I think it really goes away from what the genius of this country was. This was a place of opportunity and responsibility. You have the opportunity, if you take the responsibility and are accountable for it, you can achieve in America. If you abide by the laws, if you speak our language, if you melt yourself into the system, not giving up your uniqueness, not giving up your culture necessarily in your life, but still recognizing the fact this is America, the greatest place on the face of the earth that many, many, many people want to come to. So let's make it a prize when they come, and they can enjoy it as they take the opportunity with the responsibility and then experience all that is giving and receiving in America.
All right, sounds good. Congressman Tim Walberg, always a pleasure. Glad to have you here again today, as always. Sir. I'm sure we'll figure this out next week. We'll talk all about it and see what actually happened.
Yeah, and make sure you and your listeners get out to the auto show. It's an exciting place. We've got to look at bright spots, too, and our international auto show in Detroit is a bright spot.
Yeah, the Dodge Ram coming home with 2,500 jobs or more, a bright spot from Fiat Chrysler. Good work. Thank you, Congressman.
Okay, have a great day.
There you have it, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He seems very optimistic we're going to get this deal done. We'll find out as far as keeping the government operating. But we've got to stop doing this every couple of weeks, I'll tell you that. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.